The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 WBOB, The Answer, presents The Still Just Fishing Show with your host, Captain Vic Tyson, Captain Mike Garbo, and Chip Davis. Let's find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. To be a part of this morning's show, give us a call. We're at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. We got Captain Mike Garbo and myself here. Made it in. After a long week.
Yep.
Long, tiring
hot,
week.
Boy, hot it was, week.
Yeah, it was hot. Oh, man, it was hot. They're talking about being in the 80s this week, so look for this week to change a whole lot of stuff. I think things are fixing to really start changing. I mean, you can already tell just from the what I think is the shorter daylight.
Yeah,
you know, has kind of got a lot of those fish biting. I mean, even some sheep's head at the jetties. You know,
the bite's been real good.
Yeah, I saw a customer of mine Thursday that got back from the jetties, and they got 10 real nice sheephead. And he said, boy, he said, when I got out there with you and learned how to catch this thing, never caught one before. And, you know, and then now he's been able to catch them, and they're nice size right now. But
yeah,
well, you got to pick your days, though. But
yeah,
won't be today, tomorrow, next day.
Well, this morning don't look too bad. You get out there for a few hours before that wind picks up.
Yeah, I don't know. They're talking about small craft advisory in effect from 10 a.m. this morning. So it's supposed to all of a sudden just move in here from 10 a.m. this morning through this evening, and then gale watch in effect from this evening through Sunday evening. So that's pretty bad. Looking at this marine forecast, they're saying today east northeast winds 20 to 25 knots, seas 3 to 5 with occasional seas building to 6 feet, then building this afternoon 5 to 7 feet with up to 9 feet in the afternoon, and then tomorrow northeast winds 25 to 30 knots with gusts to 40 knots. That's about 46 miles an hour, y'all.
You want me to call your charter for you?
Yeah, I know, and I kind of feel for it because the gentleman I have tomorrow has got two kids, and we've already rescheduled twice for the weather. And the thing about it is you know, having to put them off so long when we reschedule, then the weather turns bad again. It's like,
right.
You know, I hate it because we've had such pretty days, but they can't go during the week.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow seas are supposed to be 9 to 12 with occasional seas to 15 feet. So there's not many people going to probably be out tomorrow. There'll be some.
There won't be any boats in your way at the jetties.
No. And they're still talking Monday, east northeast winds 20 to 25 knots, a gust around 35. And then Tuesday, 20 to 25 knots. And then it's going to calm down Wednesday a little bit to 20 knots. Oh, boy. That's not looking good this week.
No.
So, if you're going to get out there, I would say, you know.
Do it right now.
Do it right now, and you might can beat it before, you know, catch a few fish. Well, I know you can catch a few fish before this weather comes in, because let me tell you, these fish have been cooperating pretty good. I know you did real good. What was the Thursday you was out there?
Yeah, Thursday I did real good on, but, you know, I've been spending a lot of my time on red, so we've been able to get our limit on redfish the last few trips.
That's good. Yeah, because
we went beyond that, but we were able to keep our limit,
and the water temperature's kind of inched its way back up, I've noticed this week.
Yeah.
You know, it actually got down after, you know, that storm, of course after the hurricane and all, it got down to around 81-82 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday I was marking 85 again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, I was marking 85 Thursday, but that was back in the creeks.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the way it's inched its way back up, I was kind of hoping it'd stay down a little bit. It's going to cool down. The water temperatures are going to cool down this week, though, because if we get as much rain as they're talking about, you know, coming in here this afternoon, tonight, or whatever, and then tomorrow, I think it's when most of the rain's supposed to be here, right, Al?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's supposed to be a lot more rain. When you get all that rain and then you get the high daytime temperature in the 80s, that's gonna help it a lot.
Yeah.
Need that nighttime temperature drop, though.
Oh, yeah, you ain't a kidding.
You know.
Yeah, it was warm when I walked out the door this morning.
Yeah, my truck was showing 77 when I left the house. And it's like, you know, so.
I like morning time to be about 65.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not and 35, but 65.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. And then we have a daytime about 73 or so. That'd be great.
That is perfect.
That'd be great, you know. Because I tell you, this week it got hot again.
Yeah, I might have lost a pound or two.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
I hope not. I can't keep my pants up now because over the last couple of months.
We don't need July, that. You need to put on some weight, Vic.
Over July and August, it was so hot that.
You've already fallen out of the boat. Somebody don't need to look over you going down the river and all of a sudden your pants fall.
Yeah, no,
don't look,
either.
Kids. It's Captain Vic.
Hey, look here, we got Captain Chip Wingo on here. Morning, Chip.
Weren't we talking about this a few months ago about all the wind?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, at least it's not every day, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're saying
I'm backing off.
They're showing every day till about Wednesday, you know.
Yeah, I'm. I called today off and tomorrow off because I had young children on the boat and I don't want to put them through it. I think it's going to come on strong real early today.
Yeah, you should have called me. You could have come in with us.
Yeah, I just, you know, sitting there thinking, I don't want to put these kids through that. The bite is on fire right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't not catch something.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many fish out there. You know, I've seen what you've posted and fished a couple different places and, you know, everything from croakers to yellowmouth, and there were tarpon all over the little jetties this week. Ladyfish, jacks. I mean, it's just wide open.
Yeah, there's some big jacks around too.
Yeah, I heard you got on a few nice ones the other day,
man.
So it's wide open. It's just, here we go with a blow again.
You're right.
I know it.
You know, I think most customers understand if you explain it to them. I mean,
yeah. Well, I'm all safety minded to begin with. I mean, I take a lot of pride in that, especially with children on the boat.
Exactly.
You know? You know, and as captains, we have to be careful. And if they throw a small craft advisory out there, you know, you can get into a world of hurt if something happens during that. But, you know, it's about comfort and having a good time. I do have one spot I could probably go to, but I don't want to rely on that one spot.
Right, yeah. I know what you mean. But, yeah, it's, you know, the way the weather's been this week, it's just something, because this morning it's nice and pretty and everything, but they're saying in here from about 10 a.m. it's supposed to just all of a sudden come in.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to the woods. You know, I'll sit in the woods when it's blowing that hard. I don't mind. I'll get some sleep.
There you go. You're going to go to the woods to get sleep?
I tell you what, when I hunt, sometimes I'll wake up. I'm going to snore like a bear because it doesn't bother those deer at all. They walk right out. It'll be nice and cool up there, and you know, get out of town for a couple days. And
yeah, where do you go? Yeah. What area? Where area do you go?
Up above Darien.
Okay.
I'll tell you, when you're out hunting, man, and you know, there's not a lot to look at, not a lot going on. That is some good sleeping there.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's the most comfortable I am. There's, you know, turn your cell phone off, kick back, enjoy the sounds around you, and hopefully get to harvest an animal for the freezer. And you know, I love it.
Boy, I lost a big flounder yesterday.
I heard.
Golly.
That thing
come up to the boat and looked at me, and I looked at it, and it pulled about 25 feet of drag. I mean, it was getting away from that boat, and then it just came off.
Get your heart going.
You know how those flounder are. I mean, usually they'll lay down right in there. Chip, you want to hang on? You got time?
Yeah, I'll hang on, guys.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. We'll get you when we come back. 222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll be back right after this.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits, and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
For the finest custom embroidery and screen printing, call Stitches and Screens. Since 1988, Stitches and Screens has provided high-quality, eye-catching embroidery and screen printing services. Let our creative staff keep your staff, team, or school looking sharp. Call 246-7616. That's 246-7616. Make sure you visit our new user-friendly website at stitchesandscreens.com.
Trolling Motor Service, located at 5615 West Kinnett Boulevard, Jacksonville. TMS is owned and operated by Charlie. Call 904-573-0480. They're open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, Friday, 8 to 4. Closed Saturday and Sunday out fishing. TMS is an authorized warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, Power Pole, Cannon, Talon, Keep Alive Oxygen Systems, and much more. TMS sells and installs all electrical products for your boating needs, as well as batteries and charging systems. Go see Charlie and Linda for all your trolling motor needs. 573-0480.
Hi, I'm Captain Mike Darvo of Topwater Action Charters. I'm a local captain who grew up fishing Jacksonville's scenic waterways and would like to put my experience and knowledge to work for you on your next fishing trip. Full day or half day, you'll have a great time enjoying some of our city's most beautiful areas while catching some of North Florida's many species of fish. So give me a call at 904-614-3423 or visit my webpage, topwateraction.com, and like us on Facebook, Topwater Action Charters, 904-614-3423.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
Stop by Dick's Wings, located at 14286 Beach Boulevard, showcasing football, NFL ticket, and voted number one for trivia in Jacksonville on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Don't forget Texas Hold'em on Monday night. Make it your place for hot wings, cold beer, good times, and their famous boneless wings, smothered with Cajun ranch sauce. Don't forget, Dick's Wings is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
And now, let's return to the Still Just Fishing Show with your host, Captain Vic Tyson, Captain Mike Darvo, and Chip Davis. If you'd like to be a part of this morning's show, just give us a call. We're at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. And we got Captain Chip Wingo on here. And now I just wanted to talk to you about the other place, the other day. Did you catch flounder where I saw you?
No.
Oh, wow.
We struggled on that day, actually, for flounder. Lost a lot of jig heads that day, and a lot of center baits.
Well, I tell you, the past 2 days, I've lost a lot of jig heads.
I think I went through 36 jig heads and 5 spinner baits.
Wow.
But, it was, the fish were there. We had some good bites, and it's flounder fishing, and you got to be patient with them a lot of times.
But, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
you know. There were so many fish chewing that day everywhere, too. I mean, it was crazy. I was, at one point, I just took one of the jig heads and was throwing it into the ladyfish bear and catching them on a chartreuse jig head. You know, one after another, they just clobber that thing. So, you know, I was sitting here listening to that ad for Little Hooker, and that hat I got from him last weekend, man, I got to get like four or five more of these things. I absolutely love this hat. It fits my big old noggin perfect.
There you go. Well, I'm sure Brian could help you out with that.
Yeah, I got to get camo. I got to get this. I'm like, uh-oh, it's going to cost me a fortune on hats.
Yeah, I don't even... I hadn't looked at his website in the past probably month, but to see what all, you know, all colors and everything they have. But yeah, it's,
yeah,
he's doing good.
Everybody looks at me and they're like, what is Little Hooker? I'm like, you know, a young person hooking fish.
Yeah.
You know, and had a lady ask me and she just kind of looked at me funny. And I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, it's just the name of a, you know, a company. It's not
your side business.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not my side business. But yeah, I noticed the salinity levels were drastic in the river this week too.
Were they? Yeah, I haven't tested it in so long.
Yeah, from the Beach Boulevard Bridge up to the little jetties had a lot of big swings. You know, once you get, I think that's that deeper water we were fishing this week is, you know, perfect.
Yeah,
those fish are happy. So
I know when I saw Leon the other day, I said, "Man, you've done some traveling." And because he come up here, you know, in the river, but it was funny because he said he left Palm Valley, went to St. Augustine Inlet to the jetties over there, then come back, came to the St. John's River, and he fished up there at little jetties, you know, by me a little bit, and then he took off, and I saw him going up to St. John's toward Dane's Point Bridge. And about 45 minutes, about 45 minutes later, he come back, you know, and you know, started heading back in, but boy, I'm telling you what, he really covered some ground that day.
Well, sometimes if you're having a tough day, you got to do what you got to do to put customers on fish.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, we're not afraid to run. We're not afraid to run. You know, that's one thing I love about those Yamahas. You know,
oh yeah,
I just get on it and kick it. You know, and go where I got to go. You know, the flood tides are still pretty big.
They are.
I had a big one today. I noticed a lot of sheephead this week in the floods.
And have you gotten them? I've had a couple of people tell me that for some reason they're not being able to catch them.
Yeah, I've got a buddy of mine who targets them in the grass. He doesn't care about the redfish, and he doesn't fly fish. He uses a small jig like the one you make with a fiddler on it, or two fiddler crabs, and he goes to areas like up by Nassau, and hits those grass flats, and he's also using cracked crab too, like a knuckle.
Yeah, just use a small piece. Yeah, because if you use it too big, they'll nibble it too much and then move on sometimes.
You know, and he's been he's also using those little mini brainers that Rob Coxie makes and throwing those up there, and he says he gets a lot, you know, a lot of times the sheephead will take it and turn with it and you don't even know he has it. It's so fast, that bite. And
do they have a small hook on those?
Yeah. They're mini brainers are the little ones.
Okay.
Yeah, I like using those a lot. I love them on sheephead. You know, like I said, I'm going to go out with you and get a lesson on sheephead this year because, you know, I can find them, but catching them sometimes, you know, I mean.
Well, in that grass.
That fish.
I'm sorry. But in that grass, sometimes you can see a bunch of them and only get like one.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you can get 6-8 of them up in there. But I think the crab knuckle works a lot better sometimes just because of the smell.
Yeah, I think so too, especially if you throw it, if you pay attention to the flow of the water into the flat and you can get it just ahead of him, he'll turn and come right to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, but I mean, there's some monsters up in the grass.
There is.
Know? You know, and they're in there feeding hard, you know. And it's funny because the redfish will start to slow down some when we have, you know, we've had so many flood tides for so long. They've been up in there a lot, you know. But the sheephead, it doesn't seem to bother. I mean, they come in and come in and come in, you know. And sometimes you'll be looking off and go, oh, there's a big red right there. And you got the fly rod in your hand. You get up to him and you're like, oh, it's a sheephead. you know.
Yeah, you said blacktail.
Yeah, but they will eat. There's a couple of flies, like a black fly. They sell one called a sheep herder, which is a crunchy. I call it the crunchy fly. It's black and green, and it has the body on it is kind of hard. So when they bite it, they usually will bite it more than once, you know, like a crab shell. But, you know, I mean, stalking them with a fly rod, they're not the easiest fish to catch on a fly, but they're a lot of fun when you do catch them. So,
yeah, I can imagine fly rod being pretty. I've never done it with a fly rod in the grass like that. But
yeah, I've caught quite a few over the years doing that, you know, and I saw David Borries. We were out one day. I watched him catch one that was almost 9 pounds on the fly that literally was about 5 feet from me. He kept moving towards me. I just stopped, and Dave threw right at that fish, and he ate it. And I think it was a fly that he ties, a black and purple fly. But, you know, that was kind of cool to see that happen right in front of my feet.
Oh, I bet.
So, but a lot of marsh hens. I mean, everything seems to be coming alive. That mullet run on the beach yesterday was insane. Those fish were everywhere on the beach yesterday. So it should be, let's get this blow over and keep this mullet run going and see how well the rest of the week comes out next week, because I want to get on those flounder pretty hard. You know, it's one of my favorite fish to go after. So
yeah, I want to get on some myself.
Yeah.
And didn't you tell me you're
creeks, Darvo?
Huh?
Have you been fishing the creeks a lot, Darvo?
That's about all I've been fishing is the creeks.
Gotcha.
Well, I want to hit flounder, but I want to go try for some flounder, but all my charters are like four people.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I'm like, no. We ain't slinging jigs with four people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's a couple spots over there in Mayport you can vertical jig
right.
Live baits for them. But, I mean, you got to be there first before somebody else gets on it. But, you know, so it's.
But I've been doing. I've been doing real good on the reds back in the creeks now. We haven't had any problem getting our limits.
Well, I noticed the redfish bite on the low incoming tide in the creeks has been really good. I guess they're coming in to push up in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times if you can catch that low incoming on the flood tide or the low, I say low, it's not really that low a lot of times on that incoming with the flood. But I noticed there was a lot of fish in the creeks waiting to get up on the grass, it seems like, staging.
Right. You're talking about them smelling the bait. Those reds and sheephead, they can smell that crab from a long ways off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I love using the crack
crab. Yeah, me too. And like I say, yeah. I seem to have better luck with that up in the flooded grass than I do the fiddlers for some reason. And the only thing I can...
Yeah, real good at that. Leon throws a lot of crack crab in the grass. He'll throw it right up in front of a fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny to watch a fish on the bank with a crack crab, and he's going away from you, and that current's running that way, and then all of a sudden he does that U-turn and comes right back up that line and eats it.
Oh, yeah.
But, Vic, you get an opening sometime. Let's go sheephead fishing.
Okay. There's some nice ones out there, I'm telling you. They're pretty nice on the average side, you know. And I mean, the smallest
black drum caught too. Have you got on any of those?
Not lately. I did out there in August, actually, which really surprised me. And you know, when the water temperature was like 88 degrees and all that, that really shocked me. There was some drum out there, but I tried it day before yesterday, and we didn't get but one big bull red on. That was it. But
yeah. There's some nice, you know, what I call good eating size drum around. I mean, we caught two Thursday back in the creeks while we were fishing for reds. We got a sheep's head.
Yeah, and we caught a 19-inch drum while we were croaker fishing, you know.
Nice.
And, but appreciate your call, Chip, as always.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have an awesome weekend.
Okay. Hey, I'm getting in on that flounder trip with y'all two now.
Yeah,
oh, no, wait a minute. Sheep's head. That's what it is. Sheep's head, yeah.
Yeah, we need to talk. Looks like we'll have plenty of time to talk next couple of days.
We'll just do both.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. We can do both in one day. Yeah, all right, buddy. Appreciate it, Chip. That's Fish the Flats. FishTheFlats.com for Captain Chip Wingo. Buddy, I'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
We'll be back right after this.
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says his government is doing what he calls an incredible job against daunting odds in storm-ravaged Puerto Rico. San Juan's mayor sharply disputes that. As Carmen Yulin Cruz put it, the Trump administration is, quote, killing us with inefficiency. The president's acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke visited the island on Friday. She surveyed the ravaged landscape by helicopter in an hour-long tour and pledged to spare no effort. Being called a good man by President Trump can be the kiss of death. Apparently, the latest example is ousted Health Secretary Tom Price. Hours before Price's resignation was announced, the president called him, quote, a very good man. In the past, the president has also applied that compliment to his chief strategist, Steve Bannon, and to his chief of staff, Reince Priebus, both of whom lost their jobs. The president tried to stress that it is nothing personal. On Wall Street, Friday, the Dow did well, up 24 points. This is SRN News.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields, inviting you to become a member of the Fields family when you buy or lease from any of our 31 locations. We can offer you an advantage in pricing, selection, service, and of course our Fields amenities that include free loaners, car washes, and our gourmet cafes. And with more than 35,000 vehicles sold annually, you can get a great offer like this.
Lease a new 2018 Mercedes-Benz CLA 250 for $339 per month for 36 months at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Orange Park.
After all, you are family, and Fields matters because you matter.
See Fields first at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard. Go to MercedesBenzOfJacksonville.com and MercedesBenzOfOrangePark.com. 3633 DeWitt signing plus title tax license and 695 dock fee. See dealer for details. For leasing details, call 1-800-4-MERCEDES. Offer ends 9/30/17.
Hey folks, this is Dave Binion, owner of Zero Res here in Jacksonville. Fall is one of my favorite times of year. All the kids are back in school and the leaves will soon be turning colors. Eventually, it will even cool off. My house takes a beating in the summer with all the family and friends coming in and out. The area rug in the living room looks like a bomb went off. Now is the perfect time to have Zero Res come out and get it cleaned. The tile and grout in the kitchen, the big sectional sofa, and of course, all of the carpets need a good cleaning again. I'm so proud of my team here in Jacksonville. These guys were named number one in the nation when it comes to customer satisfaction for 3 years in a row. These guys are cleaning freaks. Now is the time to put Zero Res to the test. From now till September 30th, Zero Res is falling back in time to when you can get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's the price we started out with 13 years ago. That's right, for a limited time, 3 rooms for $99. Call Zero Res at 287-5727. That's 287-5727. Zero Res spelled forward or backwards, it's the right way to clean.
Business is happening every day, all around us. Stay on top of it all with our sister station, 100.3 The Biz.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Tim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz.
Stay up to the minute with Bloomberg Radio.
This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Catch up with the latest news with Gordon Deal.
You're listening to America's First News This Morning with Gordon Deal.
100.3 The Biz.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Budge construction going on over there at Butler Boulevard West at 95. Blunt lanes are blocked there. Also, Hart Bridge is closed for construction. Gonna be raining. Looking for about a 70% chance of showers today and tonight. Cloudy skies. Highs near 81. Overnight low 74. Up to a 90% chance of rain for Sunday. Highs of 78. Warm morning. 82 at WBOB AM 600. The answer.
And now, let's return to the Still Just Fishing Show with your host, Captain Vic Tyson, Captain Mike Darvo, and Chip Davis. If you'd like to be a part of this morning's show, just give us a call. We're at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Like I said, if you're going to go fishing all this weekend, you need to go today unless you've got some really good spots where you can get out of the wind. Of course, there's supposed to be quite a bit of rain, too, tomorrow. So if you're going to go, I'd try to go today. Because tonight, that gusty wind's supposed to start I say gusty wind. I mean, it's supposed to be 20 to 25 this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But they're looking at tonight, sometime before midnight, it's supposed to start with gusts around 40.
Man.
25 to 30 knots with gusts around 40. So, you know, if it's blowing all night like that, everything's going to be stirred up tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, you know that water's going to get a little dirty again.
It is, yeah. And just started, you know, getting a little better from the hurricane.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, we still got a lot of fresh water in. You've noticed.
Oh,
I look at my prop wash a lot of time. I mean, you can look down in the water and see it, but when you look in your prop wash, turn around and look when you're running, you can really tell the color.
I'll tell you what, here lately I've caught some of the prettiest redfish.
Yeah.
With the reds and the, you know, the bronze color on them. Mm-hmm. They're just dark and beautiful.
And I tell you what, we caught some, you know, so many speckled trout the other day, and, you know, what got me was they're so dark.
Mm-hmm.
And the yellowmouth trout are real yellow. Almost like the Virginia croakers.
Right.
You know. And, but the speckled trout, when they touch the boat, the black comes off of them on the boat.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a lot more than normal.
Yeah, speckled trout's one of those things, you know, you catch a nice big trophy.
Uh-huh.
And you want to try, best thing is to not get a net under it, but, I mean, you ain't going to lift it up over the side of the boat without a net under it.
Yeah, you got a big one, yeah.
There's a good chance he's coming off, but, man, if you could somehow just reach over the side and hook it with a lipper.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of like hold it up, get a picture, because, man, you get it in the net or it hits the floor of the boat, it takes some of the shine off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just,
yeah, don't look quite as pretty.
Yeah, not, I mean, it still looks nice, but not quite.
but
it's tough to do. It really is, because, I mean, you know, if you do pull it up the side of the boat and you reach down there with the lipper and stuff, there's a good chance he's going to come off.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, you know, getting out there, like we was talking about, if you can get out there during this period of time this weekend, I mean, the fish are chewing, so it's, you know, I mean, you've got, you know, sheep's head, redfish, croakers, you know, yellowmouth trout, speckled trout. I mean, they're all, you know, the flounder, I mean, some people are really on them a lot better than I am, you know, but which always happens because, you know, you get a true flounder fisherman, usually they just go after flounder.
Mm-hmm.
So they're after flounder all day. And that's, you know, that's a little different because we try to mix it up a little bit, you know, and get some of this, some of that. And, but the flounder, I mean, I've seen some pictures of big ones, and I just knew when I had that one on yesterday that I was going to get me a good photo of a big one, but didn't want to get in that boat. But
funny how the big ones seem to be the ones that come off. You know?
I know. Big ones always get away. Yeah.
Especially true with trout.
It didn't even, you know, straighten out my jig head or nothing. I mean, it just come off. I mean, I don't know. You know, I probably should have let him have that bait for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You know, maybe got that hook pretty deep. But, you know, that I'm always afraid with the teeth that the flounder have, I'm always afraid they cut that line off.
Right.
Because I've had them do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, they got some teeth on them.
Yeah. But
you don't want to stick your finger in their mouth.
Oh, no. No, but that, I tell you, it's something. Looking at this forecast, I mean, all the way through Wednesday, I know they're talking about it calming down some Wednesday, but, man, I'm going to tell you, it's pretty discouraging when you make your income on the water and you look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, okay, I got all this week booked, but yet, you know, not being able to get out there. But
it is what it is.
Yeah, we'll have to get with Wingo and go sheephead fishing one day as soon as we can get some pretty weather again.
Yeah, I ain't going out there in 25 knot winds.
No, I think
I'll skip that trip.
I think 9 to what is it? What did they say? 15 feet. Yeah, 9 to 15 feet waves. It's gonna be hard to feel that sheephead bite.
Yeah.
I'm getting seasick already thinking about it.
It'll be shoot, wind blowing like that, it'll be hard enough to bite into your sandwich.
Yeah, really.
Oh man. I guess the fish camp over there, I'm assuming you can bring your filleted fish up there and they'll cook it for you.
Where's that at?
Palms.
At Palms? I don't know.
I was sitting out there the other day cleaning up the fish, and the lady walks out there on the dock and says, hey, bring them up here. We'll cook them for you. I'm like, well, they're not mine, but.
Not really.
You have to talk to the guys that are in there having a beer.
Oh. I didn't realize that. That's good.
Yes, she told me to bring them in there and they'd cook them up. So I don't know.
That's good. That'd be, yeah. If I need to talk to them and find out.
But that dock there, they need to get the ramp fixed. At low tide, it's about a 3-foot step down to that, you know, the aluminum ramp part.
Oh, yeah.
But at high tide, it's flooded.
Hmm.
It's like 3 feet deep.
Hmm.
So I had to, because, you know, all of Brown's docks are wiped
They're
out.
Gone, yeah.
And so when I picked, been picking them up at low tide, and it's been fine getting out there, but when we come back, we're like, okay. So I got to bring the boat all the way around, put the nose right up in there, and let them step off of it.
Hmm.
But can't do that when people are launching
and
retrieving their boats and all that crap. So, but yeah, they need to get that fixed. But it looked like the rest of it held up fine.
Hmm. Yeah, I know some of the places out there really caught it. I've been trying to call Whiteshell off and on, but their phone, I think, must be still messed up.
It probably is.
Because, I mean, it'll ring a few times and you hear it go click, click, click. You hear a little bit of static, click, click. That's it, you know.
Well, you've seen all the stuff out in front of Brown's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Finally got moved.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, did it? They finally got that picked up.
Yeah, because I think it was yesterday afternoon when I come, or maybe Thursday afternoon when I came through there. Matt was out there shoveling some little bit of stuff, you know.
Oh, okay.
But it looked like they picked it all up. And
yeah.
I know coming back from Sisters Creek in the afternoons, they've been having those trucks and that crane trying to clean all the stuff off the side of Hexa Drive. So it's been one lane traffic.
Right.
Stop, you know, and all that. And so that's been kind of, you know, when I'm tired and I'm ready to get home, start washing the boat and all that, and you get up there and you're in dead stop traffic for 30 minutes, it's kind of like, okay, come on.
Well,
but I know it's got to get cleaned up.
They are at least out now cleaning up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when I was doing lawns yesterday, I noticed quite a few trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they've got some massive trucks. I mean.
Well, they do, and they have to. And I mean, there's some trees on Trout River Boulevard that are probably close to 3 foot in diameter, cut up about 3 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you ain't picking that up, throwing it in the truck, you know, and they're not going to put that in a chipper.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to use cranes to get that thing up and over, you know.
Yeah, they got the one that come by me. I was watching him. You know, it's a big rig, but where the bed is, you know, like a dump truck, but the bed is just massive. It's way up in the air.
Yeah, so it's deep.
It's deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's long, so they can. And then he's got a trailer hooked to the back of that, and that bed's just as big.
Yeah. So that's they.
Yeah, don't pull in front of that truck because it's not going to stop.
No, especially if he's loaded.
Yes.
You put a bunch of trees in there and that thing's loaded, it's going to
take. Well, I can see when he left, they were hanging out of the top, so he had them full.
Mm. Yeah.
Man, that is just, man, that's a lot of weight.
Man, it's going to take some time. I know I've seen some posts on Facebook that, you know, people are kind of complaining, you know, still trash up and down the roads and stuff. I mean, my goodness.
There's just so much.
It's going to take, you know, quite a while. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I see a lot more of it because I'm always back into all these neighborhoods all over the place, and it's just, it's going to be a while. I mean, it's sad. I mean, some people's got it stacked up on their lawn, and that area of their lawn's going to be dead. And
oh, yeah.
It stinks.
Mm.
So, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, all y'all, have some sod in.
Yeah.
Because people are going to need it.
They're going to need it. Yep, because all that trash like that, and there's a lot of furniture, you know, on Hexa Drive, too.
Which, yeah.
You know, sun doesn't.
I don't know how that works.
You know, what do you mean?
Like furniture and stuff like that are out there because a lot of people lost everything that's sitting on the floor of their house.
Yeah, they're asking people to, you know, separate the different trash,
right?
So that when they come out there with the crane, they don't have to try to pick, you know, tree because it's all going to go, you know, different places, different, you know, whenever they haul it off. So that's why they don't want, like, the trees piled on the furniture and the furniture piled, you know, into the trees, stuff like that.
Well, I'll tell you, if you don't have a lot and you can get it put in 3 or 4 garbage cans, they'll pick that up on their normal day.
Right.
But even if it's just a small pile, if it's not in a garbage can, they're going to leave it.
Yep.
Because I've been kind of transferring mine into garbage cans each week, and I just got the last load in the garbage can, so next week that'll be gone.
Actually, believe it or not, I haven't even started on my yard.
Yeah.
I got to get out there and get started. But it looks like I'm going to have some time to do it now, unfortunately.
Well, if you want to have a massive bonfire, you'll have no problem getting stuff.
No, I got plenty of limbs in the yard.
Yep.
We'll be back right after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida. If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. If you don't have a boat, Browns has the finest docks to fish from. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Frontline Captain Vic radio spot number 2.
Tired of not catching your share of slot-sized redfish? When you pull your boat out, do you sometimes hear slot reds laughing at you? Let Captain Vic and the Frontline Green Streak Boat make those redfish problems go away. You can reach Captain Vic at vic2fish.com. That's V-I-C, the number 2, fish.com. Frontline Homeowners Insurance can also show you how to make your homeowner's wind deductible go away. Be sure to visit Frontline Homeowners Insurance at flhi.com. Frontline Homeowners Insurance, providing first-class coverage of coastal property up to $13.5 million.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
And now, let's return to the Still Just Fishing Show with your host, Captain Vic Tyson, Captain Mike Darbo, and Chip Davis. If you'd like to be a part of this morning's show, just give us a call. We're at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Talking about a little bit of the hurricane's damage. I wanted to talk about
preparations
I want to talk about my brother-in-law, of course, Sean Smith, had loaned me the generator, which was very kind of him, you know, since our power came on Tuesday after a storm and then went back off for another 6 days. But there's this little Maytag air conditioner that Paul Witt brought to me from Whitco Builders. It's a Maytag unit. It's a little freestanding unit, and you just put the exhaust pipe out, you know, out the window. Or up to the window, you know, where it can blow out. And I could not believe that it dropped that two-bedroom house of my dad's right there. It dropped that down to 74 degrees.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Overnight. That thing just works so good, and I appreciate that so much, because I tell you what, it was like 88 to 90 degrees in there, and it's unbelievable, you know. But you know, using that thing, I appreciate Paul bringing that over. I kept saying, "Nah, we're okay. We're running a couple of fans. We'll be all right." But actually, that thing right there saved the day. That was pretty neat. But anyway, I started looking for ladyfish one day, and seen some birds dive and stuff like that, and started putting you know, these pink plastic jigs. A lot of people, you know, have given me packages of plastics, you know, to try out and stuff like that. So I mean, I've got just different ones that I don't use a lot that I just try out now and then. And it was kind of funny, because whenever I did that, I pulled over and saw the birds diving, saw shrimp jumping, and we started catching speckled trout. No, and I've never caught trout there in that location before, in that particular location. And so after about 20, 25 trout, this was not this past week, but week before, we pulled around and to another area, and I saw birds diving. I'm thinking, well, maybe that's ladyfish. And we pulled over there, and trout was even bigger. Mm-hmm. We were up to like 4 pounds. And I'm like, man, I like these plastics. Mm-hmm. So last week after the radio show, I went hunting for them. I can't find them. So they're long, thin.
Right.
And I think they're kind of, being they're light pink with the silver specks in them, they may resemble some of the shrimp jumping. Because, I mean, we would throw those things out there, and it'd hit the water, the fish would be on it.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time you didn't have to work the lure. It was just, fish was on it.
Well, I can tell you where to get them the same color. And but it's a little bit shorter, and it's a paddle tail. Yeah. And they used to be called hybrids,
mm-hmm.
but Mirror Lure makes them now.
Mm. Well, I even went to Strike Zone last Saturday. Now, I did get some other ones that are about the same color, got the silver specks in them, but it's mm-hmm. got a curl tail.
Yeah.
The ones I was talking about have an arrow that looks like an arrowhead tail.
Right.
And so anyway, I was telling my customers I had Thursday on board about it and all that, so they had to go get them a bigger cooler. So they went, and he brought me some more yesterday that were a darker pink and had the little forked tail.
Right.
And he said, well, these is all I could find. And I said, well, I appreciate you, you know, thinking about it and trying to get some more. And he said, well, we want to get in the trout again, you know, so. We caught probably 16, 18 trout yesterday on those lures.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I've always considered trout being sort of like bluefish mm-hmm. and jacks. They'll hit anything that moves if they're feeding.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I just kind of think those light colored, those light pink ones maybe really resemble that shrimp more, or maybe glass minnows even. I mean, glass minnows are not pink, but, you know, maybe the little silver flakes in it made them think that or something. But,
yeah,
I want to find some more of those, because of the way they were so slim. They were almost like a, not, you know, even a gulp shrimp is a little thick, you know.
Well, if you swing by tonight, I'll give you some of those ones I'm talking about, and you can try them. Okay. If they're working, that they sell them. The last time I checked, they sold them up at Academy.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where I got them. Mm. But years ago, when I used to fish with Danny Brown, they were called hybrids.
Mm.
And same exact color.
That was the name brand of it? Or
yeah. Actually, I still got one of the original packages.
Mm. Yeah, and, this is a gotcha. Is what it says.
Then you didn't see them no more, and then I was, you know, because Mirror Lure come out with their soft plastics. I'm like, that's the same lure, and I actually took one out of that package, put it right next to the old one. It's the same thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's identical.
Hmm. It's funny. He's got a picture of this guy with a hat on it on the front of the Gotcha Lures, and it says this is it's called a trout killer. And it's got a picture of the guy on there with a hat on, you know, and like an old fedora hat, and it says designed by Jimmy Price.
Yeah,
you know who I thought about.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know. Is there another Jimmy Price? I guess. I guess
there must be.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm sure Jimmy Price ain't the only one around. Well, he's the only one. That's for sure. Thank God.
Ain't nobody like Jimmy.
Ain't nobody like Jimmy Price.
I haven't seen him lately.
I haven't seen him lately either.
I usually see him at the boat ramp almost every week, but I haven't seen him in several weeks or probably even a couple of months now.
Oh, he's incognito. You know? He's probably hitting his secret flounder holes and
yeah. Because I know he
probably got a wig on and he'd sunglasses.
Getting ready for that Flounder Pounder tournament
coming up,
which is October 21st. So if anybody's.
Because he's done good in that tournament.
He has.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either that or he's like, I ain't even going on the water because people are going to see where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I mean, you get out there and pre-fish. I mean, if you know where they're at.
I mean.
I've always kind of, I don't know, of any tournament, I've always thought, you know, why pre-fish it? Because I mean, you got to him catch that winning fish, and he may or may not bite that next day. You may hook him too deep, right. He might die, or you know, you never know. But a lot of the things we see, which you and I've talked about several times, is be right before the flounder tournament. You know, all these people are like, oh, I can't wait for a flounder pounder, and they're showing these huge.
I know. I'm like, I'm thinking, man, there's going to be a nice flounder weighed in.
Yeah, but I mean, they're showing them at home.
I know.
You know, and it's like. That could be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And you got him at the house, you know.
Yep.
There's another tournament.
He's in the freezer now.
Yeah. So he's not going to place for you in the tournament. But there's a another tournament on the same day. It's the Amelia Island Guides Association. It's the Redfish Spot Tournament. So I don't know.
On the same day?
On the same day. It's October 21st. Yep.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know. But anyway, their fee is $40 per adult, early entry, $50 per adult, you know, at the captain's meeting, and $20 for a youth angler, or $25 at the captain's meeting. Mm-hmm. And but they're having it on Saturday, October 21st, too. So that's going to be, I guess, up in Amelia Island Marina, formerly known as Amelia Island Yacht Basin. So anyway... I didn't know the spot tournament was being moved up to there. And I guess that's the same one that used to be here, you know, like with Safe Harbor or whatever, you know.
Well, the Flounder Pounder entry fee's not that much, is it?
I think it's $100 a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if all these tournaments where they keep the entry fee low, they get a lot of participants.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start getting up $300-$400... Well, yeah. You know, a lot of your weekend guys, they just can't swing that.
Oh, I know. You know? Some of these tournaments.
I mean, even if you got two or three people in the boat and split it, that's a lot.
Let me see. Taylor, can you hold on over the break?
Yeah.
All right, man. Okay. All right. We'll get you as soon as we come back on, okay? And 222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll be back after this.